through the hourglass, so are the days Bands. Of our lives.
Idiot, 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 and I love you, I love you.
All right, it's 8:57. It's time for Bands of Our Lives. Going to push the corner back a little bit today to 9:30. It's going to be a Tech Tuesday with Peter, so you want to be by the channel for that. But right now, it's time for Mikey to take the Muser's Music Survey, which we've been doing pretty much since COVID hit, because, of course, there's no bands to go see. This formerly the biggest show coming to town segment. But everybody on the morning crew took the survey. That's branched out to friends of the ticket, like Robert Wolonsky. We've had, I think Danny Bayless did it right before the Musers went on vacation. Of course, a good musician himself. We have Rhett Miller of the Old 97s, just to name a few.
But you did it too, right?
Yeah, everybody on the morning crew did it, and except Fernando, I think. But now it's time for one Michael Soroy.
Thank you.
To share with us his list. And let's start with the band you hate, which, of course, you're going to get some blowback for this. No matter who it is.
I feel like this one is going to aggravate a lot of people right out the gates. And this was a hard one for me. I'm a generally positive person. I don't hate much. But I have a specific reason for hating this particular band. And I bet this is going to be on a lot of people's lists of very popular, maybe even some of their favorite bands. This is Soundgarden. I hate Soundgarden. I hate this song. I might hate this song more than I hate Soundgarden. Oh, God. The reason, mainly, is I was in the United States Air Force. You're welcome for my service. And I worked overnights.
When you were flying F-15s?
That's correct. I was a midnight pilot, they called me.
Or were you a drone pilot?
I was a vampire pilot.
Were you fighting battles from remote control?
I was more fighting it from the base lodging facility, the hotel, and I was doing the night audit from a chair. The chair force.
Thank you for your service.
As many call it. You're welcome. But I would work the overnight shift, and I would get home at, 6 a.m., and I would go to sleep. And at about midday, my neighbor would come home and play Soundgarden and this song almost every day, right as I was beginning my slumber. Now, Okay. Yes, that's a personal reason to not like them.
Do you like Chris Cornell at all? Because he's done other things, including the late, great Chris Cornell was part of Audioslave, which I think was really good.
You know what? I never got into Audioslave, and he was in Temple of the Dog, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did enjoy Temple of the Dog. I love the 90s. I just feel like...
Well, there was a lot more to the 90s than Chris Cornell.
Music.
Not much. Not enough.
I always felt like Soundgarden was trying to fit into the 90s alt-rock scene, and I'm sure
They were some of the original, pioneer grunge Seattle bands before Pearl Jam. And
I understand that. I don't like them.
Okay.
And I never have. I would put them far behind Pearl Jam and Stone Temple Pilots, even Alice in Chains.
Oh, no. You don't like Spoon Man?
No. Spoon Man. Almost as much as I hate this song.
Come Together With Your Hand, Save Me.
Spoon Man.
I'm Together With Your Plan.
Nirvana. Hell, I'd put Mudhoney ahead of Soundgarden.
Have you ever listened to Bad Motorfinger?
No.
You should go. Maybe what you should do is go back to the pre-successful version of Soundgarden, like the original few albums.
I don't like bands that you have to listen to the stuff before anyone liked them to like.
All right.
I mean,
fair.
This song's a whip. I don't like Soundgarden. My band I hate, Soundgarden. Next up is Overrated. Around these parts, this is, I guess, safe with the current state of things. And I think this has been on some other people's lists, too. Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Good thing they're on vacation, Mikey. Yeah.
Don't care. I say it right to their faces. U2 is overrated.
Courage, 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 courage.
Thank you, thank you. The heart is blue. All that said, I like U2.
You think they're overrated.
I've seen U2. I had a blast. But you're talking about maybe the biggest band of the last, 30 years, and that is a recipe for a band being overrated.
Which concert did you see of theirs? Which tour?
Maybe their most recent one at AT&T.
Oh, okay.
The 360 tour?
Yes, yeah. The crazy...
That was a bad show.
That sucked because that place sucks for concerts.
Over produced like the madness of the concert. I find Bono, I know he's a charitable dude. I appreciate that, but he's very pompous.
You know he's Irish?
I do.
Okay, just making sure. It's...
Their shows are just a bit much. They're overrated.
Have you heard his son?
No.
His son is in a band that sounds, and he sounds just like his dad. So I forgot the name of the band.
U3?
Yeah.
Boo this man. Unless they're actually called U3, which is kind of funny.
Mikey, do you remember when the iPod was a big thing? They put out the U2 album on all the iPods that were sold.
Yep.
And it was automatically...
Yeah. iTunes.
Yeah.
That annoyed me.
Everybody got so mad about it because they couldn't get it off.
Yeah. And then it would just pop up in rotation sometimes.
Yep.
That's a perfect example.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
They're in bed with Apple.
Yeah, they're corporate as hell.
They're corporate as hell for being also somewhat charitable, and I just think it's all a bit much, and I don't have their music quality on like this pedestal of the greatest thing to have. I like them. Again, I like them. Play their tunes. I know 20 songs I like.
And 80s U2. Joshua Tree
I
album.
I love Joshua Tree.
Stem to Stern, great.
But I just think they're overrated.
The kid's band's name is Inhaler, and his name Elijah Houston. And he sounds just like his dad.
Let's get into fun stuff. Underappreciated band. You knew this was coming. You know this song, at least. This song ain't there for no reason. This is used in the open to the wildly popular Cirque du Soleil show every Saturday, noon to 2.
I always thought this was a song that you and your brother did. That you guys like made up one day in GarageBand in his house.
What great production work then, if that's the case.
Well, would that surprise you about Cash?
Probably not Cash, but I don't think either of them could
sound this good. I honestly thought this was a song that you and your brother did for the show.
I'm flattered by that. This is the greatness of Electric Six.
What a good live show they put on.
So good live, so fun. Now, this is, I've been labeled by some friends as only liking bit bands. And I take offense to that.
Laser, yeah?
Well, Laser's incredible.
But it's a bit.
But no one even knows Laser exists outside of our little area, unfortunately, and they should be multimillionaires because it's incredible. But it is a bit. And Electric Six started as a bit with Gay Bar was their most popular song.
That's a jam, dude.
It's an absolute jam. Why are you laughing?
That just made me laugh.
Why are you laughing, Michael?
You have a hit song called Gay Bar.
I want to take you to a gay bar.
Last time, I don't have a gay bar queued up. But last time I brought this up, I don't know why, Junior was obsessed with the list of past members.
Described by AllMusic as a combination of...
CVS is your one-stop shop for immunity support and more. This week, select One-A-Day and VitaFusion products are buy one, get one 50% off. Visit CVS or CVS.com today. Restrictions apply. See CVS.com/weeklyad for details.
Garage, disco, punk rock, new wave, and metal.
Dude.
Yeah. Check.
I started liking Electric Six sort of for the bit of Gay Bar, I suppose, was one of the first. And they quickly turned into a legitimate, incredible band that I absolutely, 100%, no joke, love.
Okay.
They are so good. They're so funny with their lyrics. They live in their own genre. It's like a grinding dance party. Here's one more song, Flashy Man, which is my handle on all my video games. Flashy Man. They sort of make fun of American BS a lot. And I don't know, after a deeper dive of appreciating Gay Bar, I realized I'm not just laughing. I actually love this stuff. They come out with a new album pretty much every year. They play at small places. They play at like Gas Monkey when they're in town. There's maybe 500 to 1,000 people there. Not even 500 people. And it is a party. And Dick Valentine is their lead singer. He's very intelligent.
Fake name.
Oh, very much a fake name. We've had him in studio before.
Yeah,
they wear masks
after a show.
They sang songs in studio with us.
Do they wear costumes and stuff?
No, but I wear a costume when I go to the concerts.
Yeah, you and your buddy dress up. It's pretty awesome.
Wait, my buddy Jerry shaves his head to look like Les Grossman from Tropic Thunder. Tom Cruise's character.
Yeah.
Every time.
Does he wear, like, the body fat suit?
No, but he shaves his head. He wears the gold chains.
Oh, wow.
It's
what do you dress up as? Was he a pope or a bishop?
Yeah, we have a pope outfit that we'll wear. Our good friend Kevin Turner, also a big supporter of Electric Six, he'll dress up. He wore the eggplant costume.
Meet a lot of ladies at these shows?
Not as many.
It's not like Rush, where it's just dudes.
They've also collabed with the Ticket's own Jack White for Danger High Voltage.
Jack White was the driving guitarist, I believe, on Danger High Voltage. They are friends with him, and when we played Jack White in baseball, I've become friends with Dick Valentine, lead singer for E6, so I text him. I go, give me a one-liner, something that I can say to Jack White in my very quick interaction with him on first base, because I plan on hitting a single, that I can say to him that he will then sort of do a double take and be like, wait, what are you talking about? And he said he should sign the Impaler to third man. I'm like, cool. I don't even need to know what that means. So I got on first base. I look at Jack White. I go, hey, man, you should sign the Impaler to third man. And he's kind of like, huh, like clearly didn't get it or know what I meant. And then I was like, hey, oh, I'm friends with Dick Valentine. He said you should. And then he snapped his head. He's like, oh, really? And then idiot Ken Bethea from the old 97s gets a single, and I had to run to second base. And I my moment with Jack White when he finally registered that I was saying something of interest in some way was stolen.
But the Shawn Michaels Show can say we both got to first base with Jack White.
Dang right we can.
Mike Soroy is doing Bands of Our Lives. He is only a third of the way through the list, so we got to hustle here, and let's get it kicked off with the band that you love.
Band I love. We got one finally.
I love you.
I love you too. This is Radiohead. Maybe the perfect band for me. I will argue with anyone. I think they're the best band of all of our lifetimes. I think they're the most innovative band that has coexisted with us. I laugh at anyone who thinks they're some sort of one-hit wonder. If you don't get them, I sort of understand it. It takes a little bit of work to appreciate. But for me, man, the best band in the world, Radiohead.
What's your favorite Radiohead album?
I would actually say In Rainbows, but I sort of associate that with the tour that they did, and I saw them thrice in the In Rainbows tour, and much like Danny and Corby, I think, put that In Rainbows tour that happened here in Dallas.
Yeah, it was tremendous.
As that
was
maybe the best show they've ever been to.
I cried during this song that night.
We saw them together at, Starplex?
Yeah.
Back in 06, right?
Absolutely the best stuff going. I believe if you play Radiohead 100 years from now, it'll hold up.
Oh, there's no question.
I think in 100 years, you won't be able to guess what decade it's from. Their fans are insufferable. They're pompous. They're annoying. Because I think they're so proud of their favorite band. But, dude, I can't even say enough about how many swims I've taken through all their stuff. Love it.
My dad made me a Pink Floyd guy growing up, and I feel like my daughters are going to love Radiohead for similar reasons.
They should.
It's very timeless.
And if you don't know Radiohead, you know this from live spots that air on the station. When Corby talks about his Beamer, the national anthem by Radiohead.
I think the Bends is their best album, but In Rainbows is right there.
Well, the Bends is so guitar heavy, and it's awesome. It's like a clean rock band, and if I was handing somebody like an intro kit, I would probably hand them the Bends because it's easy to like.
Yep.
Once they started with OK Computer and went more electronic and everything, it sort of changed. But hell, I love Moonshaped Pool, which is their latest. I absolutely love Radiohead. All right, band I could listen to over and over, and I do listen to over and over. This is a gentleman called Father John Misty. Since 2015, when The Machine, Mike Marshall, said, you got to come with me to see this dude, I would say since then, the last 5 years, 65 to 70% of my total music consumption has been Father John Misty.
I think he's viewed as very hipster.
Fine.
And his crowd is very hipster, but his albums are fantastic.
Dude, I've traveled to see him, to Denver, to OKC. I think he's writing the best lyrics on the planet of anyone right now. The voice is just heaven. He sort of does a character, so we might be in the bit band category. I am in love with this man, and he's just so unique. This song is called Ballad of a Dying Man. It's all about a guy on his deathbed who's just stressed out about what he's going to miss on his social media after he dies. Sort of making fun of the priorities that we all have. Yep. And how we're wasting our lives, perhaps, scrolling and freaking out. I mean, the last line of this song is, he takes his final breath, but first checks it. Here you go. Here you go.
Eventually the dying man takes his final breath, but first checks his news feed to see what he's about to miss.
Like in your life, in this, the character of the song, he didn't do enough. He didn't yell at enough people online. You know, he didn't get worked up enough over stuff on Twitter.
Right.
It's just he writes a lot of songs like that that apply to a very modern world. And I think he's doing something that, man, not too many people are doing. Absolutely love and endorse Father John Misty. Band that made me fall in love with music. 80s. This is Billy Joel.
Okay.
My parents were not musical at all. And we just didn't have a whole lot of music being played at the house. My mom didn't listen to anything. My dad liked John Lee Hooker and Hank Williams. And these were one of the first cassettes we got. And it was just cool, man. And it's a feel good. It's fun. Dozens of songs that I love to this day. Saw him at Globe Life a few months ago.
How was that?
I loved it. And he's probably on some overrated list. Maybe bands I hate for some people. But, man, I don't know.
He's got some whip songs that have been overplayed on the radio.
Maybe Uptown Girl I would give you, but...
Piano Man is kind of a long, just like, oh, I gotta sit through this.
I just think it's so iconic, and when he played it live, I loved it.
But I love this song.
You play Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. I have that on my top three favorite songs of all time.
Whoa.
Why are you shaking your head at everything I'm saying about Billy Joel?
Because I love Billy Joel, too, and I would have never, ever guessed you were a Billy Joel fan.
I would put Paul Simon as maybe my favorite, slightly ahead of Billy Joel, but I was into Billy Joel before Paul Simon. I named my dog Simon in his honor, but somehow he's not even on this list. Band that changed my life. Don't worry, it's a clean version. To witness the strength of street knowledge. Really weird to hear the clean version of Straight Outta Compton by N.W.A. Listen, I hate it. I hate this clean version. I can't do it. But I was maybe 13 or 14. Needless to say, Bill and Vita were not really into this phase of mine. But I liked Two Live Crew first. But once I heard N.W.A., I kind of got me into rap. It was sort of the first stuff that made me stop listening to only pop music and realize there's some stuff going on out there.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more going out there than we all know.
I think Young White America really latched on to NWA and this in the early 90s.
Two Live Crew a Florida thing for you?
Oh, Miami thing, okay. Yeah. Right. Luke Campbell,
yeah.
Luther Campbell is all University of Miami Hurricanes. But music quality, they're kind of a joke band.
They're a bit band, too.
I mean, welcome to the blank shop. I loved them, but this was the mixing of these lyrics that you've never heard before, these words that you don't use and you've never heard, and quality music and beats that, man, I just was blown away by this, and I love it to this day. I love N.W.A. Band that surprised me, this might be a random one for you, and this is a pretty slow song. This is Alabama Shakes.
Oh, dude.
And I didn't know anything about him when I first saw him at Hangout. Listen to this damn song.
Brittany Howard is cool.
She's one of the best lead front people I've ever seen in person. She just completely commands the stage with her voice, and she can shred on the guitar.
This was one that, like, we were at Hangout, and there's bands on different stages, and I don't know who. Somebody was like, dude, let's go see Alabama Shakes. I'm like, literally knew nothing. And to stare at Brittany Howard, whose voice is just incredible. And this is an incredibly slow song. She rocks, too. I mean, love it. And I've been eating it up ever since. I couldn't look away. And this song is called This Feeling, and it was actually played in the final episode of season 2 of Fleabag, and it was played perfectly there. So I just kept dreaming.
Did you go see them at Palladium a number of years ago when they were touring their first album?
I don't think I... No.
I went to that show by myself just because I think going to movies and concerts by yourself is an underrated thing. That might be the best concert experience I've ever had. Just because front center right by the soundboard and just to see her be incredible for 2 hours, it's unlike anything else.
If I croak anytime soon... This song gets played, all right?
Oh, okay.
This song and then Videotape by Radiohead.
And Gay Bar Excellent. By E6.
And then as everyone's leaving, play Gay Bar. Because we want to bring it on back up now. Want to bring it on back up. Absolutely love Alabama Shakes. Blown away by seeing them in concert.
Have you tried her solo album?
I haven't, and it's really new. Good. Is it this year?
It came out like six months ago, yeah. Yeah, it's really good.
Haven't at all.
Yeah.
But I will, and I have no doubt I'll love
it. And it's a slight variation of the Alabama Shakes. It's not... You'll be surprised it's not just like that.
Really?
Yeah, but she's really good.
Yeah.
I agree.
Love it. Guilty pleasures? I got two.
You can only have one.
Jam this, Britney. Look me in the eye and tell me you don't like this song.
I don't like this song.
Shut up!
Hey, Hit Me Baby One More Time, some of the other classics.
No!
This song sucks.
This is a Florida thing again, isn't it?
No.
No?
You think this song sucks?
I can't get past that intro. I just can't deal with it.
Be quiet, Sean. Listen.
I can't deal.
I don't even know if I like Britney. I just love this song.
Oh, okay.
Like a killer. He can't stop.
She's like psycho now.
Dude,
though.
Did you know Jer can twerk like that? Oh
now.
My gosh. You're going to break the printer, Jer.
Be an upgrade.
I support it. I bet this one, a lot of people punch their dashboard. My second guilty pleasure.
Yes. 1,000%.
Yeah?
Yes. The old stuff. His new stuff, gimmicky.
I don't even know his new stuff. I didn't play Cheeseburger in Paradise or Margaritaville. Oh.
That's what I'm talking about, like those.
Jimmy Buffett.
Semi-true story, Beach House on the Moon, all day.
Yeah.
Now, do you go up when he comes to town and does the whole parrot head thing?
No.
Do you attend that?
Never, and I want to. This very well could just be a South Florida thing.
Yeah.
He's possibly our only singer with nautical themes, maybe our only boat singer.
I love you for playing this.
I love this stuff, and I associate it with my youth, and I saw him in Key West once, which is his home, I guess. He's probably not even from there, but...
I saw his failed Broadway show that lasted for about 3 months.
Really?
Escape to Margaritaville.
Gosh.
I was the youngest one in there by a mile.
You love him? You like Jimmy Buffett?
Dude, I grew up on the lake, and this was on the speakers every time we hit the water.
I dig it. I think a lot of people are super whipped by Jimmy Buffett.
By the way, Evan Grant on Norm Show today at 11:30.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
He loves Jimmy Buffett.
And as we always do, we'll be playing a Buffett return. I like it. I don't even know if I should put it as a guilty pleasure, but I like it.
Oh, it should, yeah.
Band I should have seen by now is not a band. It's an individual. And I can't excuse myself for not having seen the man.
You'd be disappointed if you did.
It's my problem. I mean, much as I got into Billy Joel, Paul Simon, Bob Dylan was sort of in the same time slot. I've loved him my whole life and never seen him. And all I hear is that he's a shell of himself now.
It was probably 06 when he came. And I think it was the Grand Prairie Theater or whatever it's called.
Yep.
You know, Merle Haggard opened. Merle's show was way better than Dylan's set. Now, I was happy that I got to see somebody that's been, you know, so influential to music as Bob Dylan. But, yeah, it was a tough listen at times.
He just released a new album this week.
And it's good.
Oh, this week?
I think it was this week, yeah.
Well, it is quite good, I think.
Really?
I've heard it gets automatic praise, yeah, because it's Bob Dylan. But, yeah, it just came out.
Never seen him, and now it's at the point where it's like, from what I'm still going to, assuming I have the opportunity, but everyone says, like, the voice is gone or it's not what it was, and I don't know. I'm shocked I haven't seen him yet, but I want to. All right, let's get to the only reason we're doing this. Any guesses? Great band to see in concert. I stopped it. You're good, Jerry. You can bring it back up. Who would I pick?
We've already had Radiohead and E6.
Yeah, that's where I'd go, E6.
Fish.
Laser.
Yes.
Come on. This is where I lose everybody. All the goodwill I've gained.
No, man. Trey Anastasio's great.
Vermont's finest. Fish. The gods.
Do we have enough time in this segment for this song?
No, we most certainly do not.
What is this, 15 minutes?
Let's see. This is Tweezer. Yeah, it's 1311.
Only 1311.
So they're the Grateful Dead of the next generation, right?
I've seen them 30 or so times.
Whoa, how many?
30, which is, trust me, not that many compared to many.
No, I realize they're, yeah. No, I've got some friends that are.
I've traveled all over the country, and the category is great band to see in concert.
Right.
10, 20,000 people having an absolute blast together. You never know what song they're going to play or who you're going to see. They have 300 original songs. They have crazy covers. They cover the Beatles, Zeppelin, Stones, Pink Floyd, Bowie. But they'll also cover Prince or Frank Sinatra or Kool and the Gang. People who have shown up out of nowhere and played with Fish. Kenny Rogers, B.B. King, Kid Rock, Winona Judd, Neil Young, Willie Nelson, Bruce Springsteen, Santana, Dave Matthews, George Clinton. Jay-Z came out when they were in Brooklyn, and they played Big Pimpin' together.
Wow.
I went and saw the Baker's Dozen at MSG a couple years ago. They did 13 straight shows at Madison Square Garden, and they never repeated one song. Not many bands can do that.
That's impressive as hell.
They absolutely wail on guitar. Their ballads are gorgeous. The crowd is nuts, decked out in these insane outfits. There's always, whatever, the beach balls, or they drop crap on the crowd. There's always some wild scene. There's a glow stick war, because everybody brings glow sticks, and everyone holds them and gathers them until, like, the music explodes, and they all, like, launch synonymously. There's wild-ass people, and there's a stigma to them, and I guess I understand it. People who don't listen to Fish or the Grateful Dead, they're just like, that's the hippies. But, man, most people at a Fish show are professional types who kind of let loose at these things. They're not just all dirty Wookiees. I'm happy that I've done it. I'm happy that my brother and I will travel America and go see them, and it ends up being some of the coolest parts of our year. I'm proud to be a Fish fan, even though there's the stigma attached to them. They're incredible, and there's a whole lot of Fishhead P1s, more than you guys think, that are listening right now. Eating a goo ball in honor of the best band to see live, Fish.
Mikey, that was a fantastic
well
list,
done,
my friend.
Fish. Thank
glad,
you.
Glad you got a chance to
nice
do that.
Nice piece of fish.
Yeah, the Musers had never invited me, so I figured we'd rock it when we were spending our time together.
All right, tonight.
They're going to invite me next, I think, actually.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's a maybe.
Hard maybe.